Prisoners sit under a canopy waiting for the pouring rain to stop, listening to the lonesome whistle of a train heading north, wishing they were going home. The place could be Louisiana State Prison or Parchman Farm. The prisons are pretty much the same. The white man is the boss and the black man is the prisoner, made to work from dawn till dark. These men have every right to sing the blues, watching their friends die of cholera and food poisoning, beatings and whippings. Late at night and all day during work, the prisoners sing. Mostly they make up the words, but the words mean something to the men, and the songs help keep them alive. These songs become the blues, and just like tyranny and hope, the blues will live forever. Today, Blue Power is presenting some of the originals. The men who took many of these prison work songs and turned them into classic recordings. The great Southern guitar masters.
Lord, there's 61 highway. Lord, that's 61 highway, it's a lonely road I know. She ride from New York City, run right by my baby door. Well, there's some folks that down. Greyhound buses don't run. Lord, if some folks sat down, Greyhound buses don't run. Lord, just go to West Memphis, baby. Look down Highway 61. I said, please, please see somebody for me. I said, please, please see somebody for me. If you see my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Lord, if I should have a dad, baby, before you think my time have come. Lord, if I should have my dad, baby, for you think my time have come. I want you to bury my body down on Highway 61.
Fred McDowell, sometimes called Mississippi Fred McDowell, was born in Rossville, Tennessee, on January 12, 1904. His parents, who were farmers, died when McDowell was a youth. He started playing guitar at the age of 14 and played at dances around Rossville. Wanting a change from plowing fields, he moved to Memphis in 1926, where he worked in a number of jobs and played music for tips. He settled in Como, Mississippi, about 40 miles south of Memphis in 1941. And worked steadily as a farmer, continuing to perform music at dances, picnics, and the like. Initially, he played slide guitar using a pocket knife, and then a slide made from a beef rib bone, later switching to a glass slide for its clearer sound. He played with the slide on his ring finger, and the man could play.
Big my pony, Raven and my gray
man. You can find my store boy down in Louisa, times of wild. And I got me a store boy, don't ride shelter no more. Got a stone pony, don't ride shelter no more. And I can't be welcome right or no wagon. Big bird on a high hill and Nigel just below. Big bird on a high hill, Nigel just below. And I can't be welcome right or no wagon. Well, I didn't come here to feel nobody's brow. Didn't come here to feel nobody's brow. I just stopped by here, well, to keep you from stealing mine. Hello, Syndrome. To matter we are. If sin pattern now we alive. Come on, stole a night in total wired down.
No show called Southern Guitar Masters would be complete without Mr. Charlie Patton. That was Stone Pony Blues. And Charlie Patton was one of the first mainstream stars of the Delta blues genre. Patton, who was born in Hinds County, Mississippi, near Edwards, lived most of his life in Sunflower County in the Mississippi Delta. Most sources say he was born in 1891, but there is still some debate about this. In 1900, his family moved 100 miles north to the legendary 10,000-acre Dockery Plantation sawmill and cotton farm near Ruleville, Mississippi. It was here that both John Lee Hooker and Howlin' Wolf fell under the Patton spell. It was also here that Robert Johnson played his first guitar.
Right. I believe I'm sinking down.
The man who supposedly sold his soul to the devil, Mr. Robert Johnson, a man who wrote 29 songs in his career. 29 songs, some of the greatest blues ever written. Poisoned to death by the hand of a jealous boyfriend, he died on August 16, 1938. He was 26 years old.
I'm looking fun in my eyes. I believe I'm fixing to die. Believe I'm fixing to die. I'm looking fun in my eyes. I believe I'm fixing to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying. That's the show we live, the show we born. Die, so we bound to die. Take the shoe we live, so we bound to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying. Your mother treated me, children, like I was her baby child. Was her baby child. Your mother treated me like I was a baby child. That's why I tried so hard to come back home to die. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry, how my children mother would cry. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry. Cause I told the mother I had to say goodbye. Look over yonder on the barren ground, on the barren ground. Look over yonder on the barren ground. Yon stand 10,000 standing still, let me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down, before they let me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down. And oh, neither them screaming, crying and on their graveyard ground.
Mr. Buck White, Fixin' to Die Blues, moody and introspective. His songs let you into his life, detailing his experiences as a prisoner at Mississippi's notorious parchment farm, or as a hobo riding the rails. White's percussive approach to his open G tune, Steel National, can be imitated, but certainly not duplicated. I interviewed B.B. King once, and he told me that Booker, I believe Mr. King called him. Booker White said to Mr. King, "Whenever you go to a gig, make sure you dress up like you're going to the bank to borrow some money."
I turn yon everywhere you go. Times it harder than ever been before. And our people are drifting from door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Let me tell you, people, just before I go, these hard times will kill you just dry long so. Oh, hanging my rule on some stone. These hard times can last us so very long. If I ever get off this killing floor, I'll never get down this low no more. No, 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 no. I'll never get down this low no more. And you say you had money, you better be sure. Don't these hard times will drive you from door to door.
Mr. Nehemiah Curtis James, otherwise known as Skip James, born June 21, 1902, in Bentonia, Mississippi. He was among the earliest and most influential Delta bluesmen to record. Skip James was the best-known proponent of the so-called Bentonia School of Blues Players. Coupling an oddball guitar tuning set against eerie falsetto vocals, James' early recordings could make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Title of that song was Hard Time Killin' Floor by Mr. Skip James. Weird sound, huh? Now we're going to talk about a song called Rollin' and Tumblin'. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Now, research says that Hambone Willie Newburn recorded that song for OK Records in 1929. Yet on many, many records, Muddy Waters is credited with writing the song.
Thank you.
recorded by Mr. Alan Lomax in 1959. Pretty good recording there, Ms. Rose Hemphill. Rolled and Tumbled Blues. Now, God knows how it got around. Certainly weren't that many black radio stations, yet she could have heard it on the radio. Maybe another blues man learned it and brought it in. Maybe Mr. Newbern brought it in and played it himself. That's how the blues get around. Now here's another version from the King Biscuit Flower Hour.
Hey, Joe. Now, they won't tell it like this. See, them cats won't tell you something.
They do, yeah.
And Chicago was the blues.
And that was on Pierre.
Yeah, that is the biggest lie there was.
What is that?
Chicago was the blues.
No.
But Joe and them.
Chicago never have been the blues.
Shit, there was the blues.
No, Chicago
the blues coming out of Mississippi, Arkansas,
yeah.
And Alabama. And I'm
on
the street. Because y'all was here, I didn't get a job.
There wasn't no blues in Chicago. Not the winter was coming up here. We bought the blues up in Slim.
What Willie Dixon them tell around here talking about Chicago?
Oh, y'all quit that. Wasn't no blues here.
When I came to Chicago in 1927, it was blues, but they played
at
house parties.
That came on.
Cue places.
That came on Long County Road. Had a big tower.
Well, that's a loose rendition, huh? That's a loose rendition. Mr. Sunnyland Slim actually singing the song. It is from the King Biscuit Flower Hour, recorded many, many years ago. Now, the next version we have is one probably you will all remember, or some of you will remember. A British group. The blues crossed the ocean and went around the world. Rolling and Tumbling, Cream.
Thank you.
Well, perhaps we'll never know which came first, the chicken or the egg, as far as rolling and tumbling is concerned. If there's anybody out there who really knows and has the actual honest-to-God truth as to where that song came from, who did it first, who actually wrote it, we would really appreciate it if you'd write us here at bluepower.com. Just go to contact John on the sidebar and write me a letter. This is John Reese at bluepower.com, thanking everybody for tuning in today. Southern Guitar Masters, some old records. We always try to play records if we can. We had some of the old records, and some of it came off CD. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Want you to take care of yourself, be good to yourself, and be good to others. And as far as today is concerned, have yourself a good time. Bye-bye.